This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فأما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار فقال تعالى في مقام آخر ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are very happy to have gathered here for the Aqd Nikah, for the marriage of Nathan and our sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this wedding. We ask Allah to fill their lives with khair and barakah, to fill their lives with His blessings and with peace and harmony between the two of them. The ayat of Surah Ar-Rum, which I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the wedding, He called marriage as one of His signs. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ from His signs, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا is that He created from amongst you your mates, husbands and wives. And then Allah said three things. For what? لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا so that you may find harmony and peace between each other. سُكُون تَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً and He put between the two of you, the two of them, love. وَرَحْمَةً and mercy. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ verily in this are signs for people who reflect. I request all of you, both of you, as well as all of us, because Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us beautiful spouses. For some of us, we have been married for a long time, but a reminder is always good for everyone. And the reminder also is for those who are not yet married. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you spouses that you can be proud of and spouses who will be a means of blessing for you in your lives. Allah mentioned three things. Number one, purpose of marriage is to have peace and harmony with each other. Sukoon, if you look at the Arabic alphabet, so also with Urdu and so on, we have the haraka, which is the diacritic symbols on the letters which help you to pronounce. And we say the haraka means the movement of the letter. You have fatha or zabar, so the letter goes a. With a kathra or zair, the letter goes ki. With a dhamma or pesh, the letter goes u. But when there is a sukoon or jazm on the letter does not move. stays in the same place. The meaning here is that from this day onwards, for you and your wife, inshallah, sukoon and peace is with each other. Love for each other. The thoughts, the heart, the eyes, the hands, the feet do not move away from each other to anybody else. It talks that sukoon means fidelity, sukoon means faithfulness in thought, in ideas, in what you see, in who you interact with, faithfulness to your spouse. Sukoon also means harmony. It means that the home should be a place of harmony. It's not a boxing ring. The home is not a place where you try out every day a boxing match or a judo match to see who wins. Today I win, today is my day, tomorrow is your day. No, this is not the purpose of marriage. The third thing is the home is like the harbor. The ship is on the high seas, it is experiencing storms, it is experiencing all kinds of stress. But if there is a storm in the harbor, we have problems. So the harbor must be a place which is free from storms. So my advice to you is, never sleep with an argument. Never argue in the bedroom. Settle everything, you go in the room, there is no argument. Don't start an argument there. Don't sleep with an argument. And no screens in the bedroom. Leave the phones outside. Because today this is a big fitna, the mobile phones, right? Constantly looking at the phone instead of being concerned with each other. Conversation is the secret of a happy marriage. And conversation is not, this food is nice, that food is not nice, go there, go. That's not conversation. Conversation is talking, sharing thoughts and ideas, sharing hopes and aspirations, fears and apprehensions. This is conversation. And that must happen between the two of you. Second word Allah used is love. Love for each other. Love comes out of respect. Love is not only physical attraction. Physical attraction is not long lasting. Right? We hope it lasts forever, but it doesn't. You know that, I know that, you will know that. The point is that what stays is what comes out of respect. Respect for each other. Respect for each other's work. Respect for each other as human beings. And that comes out of what comes out of your mouth. If what comes out of your mouth is cursing, is profanity, is screaming, is yelling, and so on, there is no respect. It goes away. Speak to each other with respect. Speak to each other with love. Don't speak to each other in anger. Right? I advise a lot of young people, keep a notebook, a nice big, you know, foolscap or A4 size notebook, right? You have to register the right thing in. Keep it in a place in your house which is accessible to both of you, right? And then what you must do is, in that register, write down every day something you like about the other person. Every day. This morning you smiled. This morning you looked serious, so I remembered your smile. Very nice. Right? This morning you scowled, which means I did something wrong, but you didn't yell at me, so very nice. Right? Thank you very much for this beautiful meal you cooked and the fact that there was no salt in it doesn't matter after all. You get what I say? Mm-hmm. So, he will have a good marriage, inshallah. He agrees. So as long as he keeps agreeing, you're in a good place, right? Never disagree. So, write down something good about each other. This is a serious piece of advice. Love between each other. Third thing, and this is the most important, mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is Rahman. It is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahman. What is mercy? Mercy is to do good in exchange for bad. Mercy is what forgiveness comes out of. We ask Allah, forgive us. Why? Because, I did nothing but forgive us. Forgive me anyway. No. I have sinned. I have wronged. Forgive me. Why? Because you are merciful. Be merciful to each other. Right? Will you do something wrong that your wife is going to be upset about? Yes, you will. Will she do something wrong? Like right now she's looking at the phone and she should listen to this lecture. She will. Right? And this is all recorded, it's going on the internet, so alhamdulillah. But doesn't matter, it's okay, right? So the point is, doesn't matter if somebody is doing something, to get offended or not is in my control. Don't get offended. If something is offensive, then it's a matter of forgiving, talking to each other, coming to a conclusion, forgiveness. Mercy is to honor even when I'm not getting my rights. Finally, I want to end with one line I use for everybody. I tell them, people come to me and they say, what are my rights as a wife? What are my rights as a husband? I tell them, forget your rights, fulfill your duties. Because if you fulfill your duties, the rights of the other will automatically get fulfilled. Number one. Number two, when you stand before Allah, you will be questioned about your duties, not about your rights. Allah will not say, what were your rights? Allah will say, did you fulfill her duties? And Allah will ask you, did you fulfill his duties? And if you say yes, alhamdulillah, you're good. And automatically, if you are fulfilling her duties, her rights are getting fulfilled. If you fulfill his duties, his rights are getting fulfilled, you have a happy marriage. So I wish you both a beautiful marriage, I wish you a beautiful life, I wish you beautiful children, lots of them, and I wish you a wonderful future going forward. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ